Today, Kuaninam, February 17th. Yesterday and the day before, we had a beautiful retreat. We usually don't have guests during our retreat, but we made an exception for Amaji. Amritananda Maima sent 15 beautiful souls here to Kuaninam to worship Shiva and to have a satsang with me, Gurudeva. The question came up, which was very most interesting, about being a Hindu. Do you have to be a Hindu to be with a Hindu guru? I gave a very interesting answer. It just popped into my head. You can be in a room with your guru by looking through a glass window. And then your sadhana is to keep that window clean so you can always have the darshan of your guru. And of course, the guru has a public address system. There's speakers right out there. But if you really love your guru, you'll be of the same religion as your guru is. You'll want to do that. Then you go through the door, and you're no longer on the outside looking in, but you're on the inside with your guru. And I mentioned to them, if you really love Amaji, you want to be of the same religion she is, and that means commitment. And a few of the group were New Age people who are dedicated to not being committed to anything, totally committed to not being committed. They sat up and took notice. If you really love Amaji, you really love her, and she's really taken her for a guru, you don't want to be outside looking through a window and polishing that window as your only sadhana just to make a slight connection. You want to be inside. And once you make the commitment to the Sanatana Dharma fully and completely, and that becomes your religion as it is her religion, then you know all the nuances, all the hidden meanings behind the words. Compared it to a wife who's of a different religion before she gets married than her husband. If she really loves her husband, I mean really loves her husband, she'll want to be his religion. She won't make religion a contention between them. However, if she's married for money, for his money, or for social position, or if it's an arranged marriage and the compatibility is really bad, she won't want to become fully his religion. Their souls won't have met. Their bodies maybe, and their emotions will tangle over religious issues. And then they say, well, we'll let the children make up their mind when they grow up whatever religion they want to be. Oh, we've seen that happen so much. But if they really love their children, and if they really love each other, they'll be of a one religion. The wife won't be on the outside polishing the window or letting it get dirty and be between them. She want to be on the inside with her husband and her family. They caught that idea very nicely. It went right into the mind. So I thought I'd share this with everyone in cyberspace. I thought you'd like to hear this. So we'll be back again tomorrow. And we don't know what today brings, but it's a good astrological time right now for the next 30 days. And we're expecting a lot of wonderful things to happen. Om Namah Shivaya.